Now it's time for me to chat to my next guest. You know him well. We've spoken to him on a few occasions. He is Fred Maroun. He is a Canadian of Lebanese origin. He lived through very difficult times in Lebanon, and he's got the inside of an insider and the insight of the outsider, which makes him a really fascinating guest to chat to. Fred, good afternoon. Thanks for being with me on Chai FM again.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for inviting me again.
So there's an article in the Times of Israel which kind of made me sit back, look up and take notice. The rhetoric seems to be becoming louder and louder from VP, Vice President J.D. Vance. The article in Times of Israel reports him saying, go to hell, those who are campaigning against the MOU with Iran. All sorts of various comments appear to be coming out where his position on Israel seems to be becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. So let's start with the big picture this afternoon, Fred. When you hear a U.S. vice president saying go to hell to unnamed Israeli elements, supposedly manipulating American opinion, what's your reaction to that?
Well, obviously, he is not showing himself to be a friend of Israel the way that Trump seems to be. But what is this really showing is that there is a strong element within the Republican Party that isn't favorable to Israel. And he is trying to position himself for the next election, which is not very good for Israel, because as we know, the Democratic Party is also moving against Israel. They just voted against a bill yesterday, I think.
Half of them did.
Sorry?
Half of them did.
Yes, 100 of them did, yes, not all of them. So American public opinion is becoming a lot less favorable to Israel than it used to be.
Yeah, I think that's self-evident. And we watch him sitting on podcasts like ones with Joe Rogan, and you've got to kind of question the choices the guy is making. But clearly, as you say, attempting to distance himself from the MAGA Trump approach and carve his own way. Whether he will or won't actually take over the seat, well, that's a whole nother discussion. We'll wait and we'll see. But it's interesting to me, this issue of the intimation of foreign interference and foreign influence. I mean, you lived through the Lebanese Civil War. You've really seen what foreign interference can do to a country. When you hear his kind of claims, I'm just wondering, does it feel like more like political theater than a really substantive criticism from somebody who's lived through it?
Definitely. It's theater because, I mean, the U.S. is not Lebanon. Lebanon is very, very influenced by outsiders. I mean, the ongoing war with Israel all has to do with Iran's influence on Hezbollah, and nothing to do really with what most Lebanese people want. Nothing like that happens in the US. Israel has some influence, has had some influence over the years through lobbying, but there are much stronger lobbies in the US. And that's just part of the way U.S. politics works. There are lobbies that get created. And
Fred, that's what I struggle to understand. I mean, that's part of the system. It's an accepted part of the system that there are lobbyists who try and exert influence. That is the system. Why is this suddenly nefarious? I mean, if it's found to be true, why is it nefarious? It seems to be just part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Vance isn't pro-Israel. It probably comes easy for him to say these kind of things. And it also, the fact that he's positioning himself for the next election.
Yeah, I guess that makes a whole bunch of sense. Fred, I didn't know I was going to go there, but I've got some time, so I'm going to. I actually want to talk to you a little bit about developments in Lebanon, because I find it nothing short of fascinating. For years and years, Israel and Lebanon were implacable enemies, or at least officially on paper they were. By some trick of geography, the Muslim population was right on the Israeli border instead of the Christian community, which would have been a lot easier geographically. But it seems suddenly, and I mean, I follow social media, I do, suddenly, out of nowhere, there are all sorts of Lebanese journalists, influencers and the like, who are talking about the possibility of a peace with Israel. You would never have heard this even 2-3 years ago. Never. Why the groundswell change? Where have those voices been for the last 30 years?
Yeah, I think what's happening in Lebanon is that the Lebanese people are just totally fed up with the situation. It's not that they suddenly like Israel, but they want this war over with. They are realizing that it's Hezbollah that's creating the problem. Israel did not start this war with Lebanon. The war was with Gaza, which attacked Israel on October 7, 2023. There was no reason for Lebanon to get involved in this, but Hezbollah got involved. And of course, Israel had to respond. And that caused a lot of problems for the Lebanese people, who have nothing to do with any of this. So, I mean, the Lebanese people I talked to, they really want this over with. They're not very optimistic because they don't see how Hezbollah is going to get disarmed. It's the Lebanese army is not capable of doing it. Not so much technically, maybe technically they are, I don't know. But there are a lot of people in the Lebanese army who actually support Hezbollah. So trying to disarm Hezbollah by the Lebanese army would likely result in a civil war in Lebanon.
So Hezbollah has the trump card still.
Don't want that. Sorry?
Hezbollah actually holds the trump card in terms of stopping.
Yeah, unfortunately, they still have a lot of support within the Shia community in Lebanon. And so the situation is difficult for the Lebanese government. On the one hand, they want this over with, but on the other hand, they don't want to create a civil war.
Yeah, and I guess you've all got very strong, very real memories of having lived through that civil war, and you know just how bad it can be. And I guess as well that the Christian numbers within Lebanon have been reducing over the past decades, and it must be significantly less than it was way back when. Would that be a correct reading of what's going on?
I'm sure that's part of the problem, but also the Lebanese militias have been disarmed a while back. I think they do have some weapons, but nothing compared to what Hezbollah has. So if there was a civil war, it would be won by Hezbollah, and Hezbollah would end up being the government of Lebanon.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So then all these talks that are happening under the auspices of the United States, getting the Israelis and the Lebanese government to talk about how they're going to agree a peace deal, you say it's all unrealistic?
Well, as long as Iran still has strong influence in Lebanon, it seems to be unrealistic, yes. What would make things move in the right direction would be a change of regime in Iran.
Interesting.
Actually, that would make a lot of good in the Middle East, everywhere.
Interesting. Fred, it just seems like such a lost opportunity. I mean, in my fantasies, I would imagine visiting Beirut one day, and I would just imagine. My gut tells me I'm not going to be surprised by what I see there. My gut tells me it's going to be a very Tel Aviv-like city. Is that a correct feeling?
Well, when I lived there, it was, to some extent. I haven't been there for a while, so I'm not sure what it looks like now. I've seen some videos and pictures, and there has been a lot of work done to restore Beirut after the civil war. Some of it has been damaged again because of the war that Hezbollah started with Israel.
Mm.
It would be nice if the war ended and Lebanon was able to actually be a state that can grow its economy and trade with Israel It would be great for the Lebanese people.
Would be even greater for the Israeli people. Oh, I'm pretty convinced of that. Fred
Thank
Maroon, we're out of
you.
time and we're going to leave it there. But as always, thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM. Appreciate your input.